the starting point for Helen House was our daughter, Helen. At the age of 2.5, Helen, who was a sunny, lively, happy little girl, was suddenly taken very ill. She was found to have a large brain tumour, which was removed in an emergency operation. Sadly, after a long period in hospital, it became apparent that Helen had suffered extensive and irreversible brain damage. And the minute we were told that nothing further could be done for her in hospital to make her better, Richard and I took her home, because we felt very, very strongly that home was the right place for her to be. And as we struggled to master all the unfamiliar procedures that Helen's rather complicated care entailed, we became acutely aware of the dearth of backup services and support for families in positions broadly similar to ours. And Helen House, you asked how it came about. It really arose directly from our desire to fill a gap in provision and support, which our experience with our beloved eldest daughter had so starkly highlighted. I think that we aired this idea for the first time actually on BBC Radio Oxford, and we came on to a show with one of your colleagues and just talked about our vision and what we wanted to achieve. And we didn't actually say to people, oh, come on, send us some money, we want to do this, but we just aired the idea, and it really captured the imagination of people throughout the county who could identify with how awful it would be to have a very ill child and to want to care for that child at home and support that child, and yet worrying about whether you would be able to carry on doing this, whether you needed some support and help. But people identified with this and started saying, how can we help? How can we fundraise? And it all really mushroomed from then.